You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The raised profile of people with disabilities involves a changing mindset that is a consequence of legal battles, as we've just described, and successful individuals who push into wide public attention. My kids discovered this very unscientific list of, quote, 10 majorly successful people with disabilities published last month on the Huffington Post. Physicist Stephen Hawking with ALS, he uses a wheelchair, was at the top. FDR, U.S. president with polio and a wheelchair user, was number two. Number three was a guy famous for making vehicles anyone can drive, Ralph Braun. And I, shockingly, am at number four, preceding deaf actress Marley Matlin and blind Stevie Wonder. This particularly impressed my kids. Helen Keller came in at eight, which made my wife say, that list is bogus. Now, if they had included athletes, probably all 10 on the list would certainly be Olympic or Paralympians. Amputee runner Oscar Pistorius would certainly be there, but for his murder trial and all his troubles. But on Sunday, Tatiana McFadden became the first athlete to complete a marathon grand slam after winning races in Boston, London, Chicago, and New York all in the same year. Never been done by anyone. Now this very majorly accomplished wheelchair user is focusing on the Sochi Winter Paralympic Games. Tatiana, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So are you feeling a little high profile these days with your success?
I don't know if I would be feeling high profile. I'm actually just catching up on school. I'm finishing up my senior year, so I've been quite busy and making up quizzes and exams. And so hopefully I'll have time to enjoy my time this weekend.
Describe the reaction of crowds in the marathons that you've competed in, because there's a particular reaction, especially when someone is known and is really leading the pack.
Yeah, just having the support from the crowds is quite amazing, because, you know, every athlete, every runner hits a runner's block. And for me, you know, I hit that after mile 15, you know, after that 2 mile climb up the bridge. And you just want to know when the race is over. You're exhausted, you're out of breath, your muscles hurt, you ache. And so just having the support from the crowds and people cheering my name was quite amazing. And it just sort of just uplifted, you uplifted your spirits, and you forgot how tired you are. You could say, I love this, I can keep going. And so just having the support from the crowd is fantastic.
And your time, 1:59:39, how did you feel about that?
I felt okay about it, because it was quite windy. You know, it was 15 mile per hour headwinds, straight headwind. And so, you know, we were crossing the bridge, and I just felt my front end just shaking back and forth as I was climbing. And so, you know, just to sneak it in, you know, slightly under 2 hours, I'm happy with it.
Well, when the wind's against you, you definitely can feel it, whether you're running or pushing a wheelchair. What do you think it takes for Paralympian athletes to emerge and be recognized as legitimate athletes who are doing things that push the human body in ways that are universally accepted and amazing?
I'm just like any other elite athlete. You know, I push my body to the limits. I train twice a day. You know, I lift 170 pounds. And so a lot of my training are, just like any elite Olympic, Paralympic athlete, except for we use our upper body. And so it's amazing that, you know, we are being recognized by the media, that I'm honored and humbled that, you know, there's stories wanting to be, written about Paralympic athletes, because I think it really pushes and excels the sports. You know, in the Paralympic Games, they outsold the Olympic tickets, and that goes to show that people want to see Paralympic athletes. They're interested, and it excites the public.
And your paralysis comes from being born with spina bifida, right?
Correct. Born with spina bifida.
Right. Now, the idea that you could have a successful life was a bit of a question mark when you were born, maybe more of a question mark 20 years before that. A lot has changed over the last 40 years for people with disabilities. What do you think is a more important driver of that change? Successes of people like you or legal changes in Washington, like the Convention on Rights with People for Disabilities and the Americans with Disabilities Act?
You know, I think it takes a mixture of those because when I was in high school, I had to file a lawsuit against Howard County, suing for no money, no damages, but just for the right for physically disabled athletes to participate in high school sports. So I think it takes a person who is dedicated, you know, who wants to push for the rights. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be an athlete, but you know, it just takes it's a lot of hard work, and you know, people will be upset and they might not understand the change. But you know, it's going through that in high school. You know, it just takes a lot of strong will, and that's where it starts. Is the younger generation and teaching that younger generation, teaching them that we are just like everybody else. And so I think it just takes a mixture.
And for someone who runs the New York Marathon in under 2 hours, when you encounter someone who says, no, you can't get in here, sorry, we don't have a entrance, what's your reaction to that kind of discrimination or being told you can't do something?
I mean, in my vocabulary, there's no such thing as can't. I probably will find a way to get in. Because having a physical disability, I live life just like anybody else. I've traveled the world. I've won Paralympic medals, and I'm graduating college, you know, with a degree. And I've done so much in my lifetime, and it really is about educating society. And
you're just getting started. That's for sure. Let's talk about the Winter Olympics before we go. What's your event in the Winter Olympics?
My event is cross-country skiing. I'll do the sprint, 5K, and the 10K, and the biathlon.
And for the American team, even though you were born in Russia?
For the American team, yes.
Wow. So you'll be ruffling some feathers over there in Sochi.
I think it's good to go back and just show a living success story of being adopted by an American family. And, you know, I think it's going to be a huge Paralympic movement for Russia. And so that's also fantastic.
Tatiana McFadden is 24 years old, winner of the London, Chicago, Boston, and New York wheelchair marathons, winner of 10 Paralympic medals, and training for the 2014 Winter Paralympics in cross-country skiing. Tatiana, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.